Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we thought we would talk about how long should you stay at a job?
Always a very good question.
Well, it's and there's no real 100%
one answer.
Yeah, there's no one answer. Mm-hmm. But it depends on a lot. It depends on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I think everybody wonders that if I stay too long at the party.
Yes.
And, you know, what do employers look for, you know, mm-hmm. when they're looking to hire their next hire? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to be somebody that, jumps jobs very often, and you don't want to be someone who has never left a job. You've been there
right. mm-hmm.
for so many years. Mm-hmm. So apparently the magic number of how many years is 3 years.
Ah.
That's
3 to 5 or
something like that. And then there's a lot of room to disagree with that.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it depends on
your move, you know.
Well, even within those 3 to 5 years, if you're not showing upward mobility, you're not showing
right.
that your job has,
right. Right.
then it's too long. But
right.
if you are showing that you've had multiple jobs in that time period, then you can stay longer.
Right. Yeah.
So it's all about showing, telling
that
a story.
The job keeps changing and that
right.
you keep developing is basically the
right.
The
maybe
thing
your title has changed or maybe your
yeah.
role has changed.
Right.
Right. Then you can stay longer.
Yeah. It's such an interesting idea because on the one hand, first of all, there are people who are in the workforce who've been in the workforce for a while who may have had jobs for 10 or 15 mm-hmm. or 20 years just because they've been alive and working long enough for that to be the case. And now that suddenly is a liability for them. And then on the other hand,
it's a liability if the job didn't change.
Right. Mm-hmm. Although I know of people who worry even just if they've been with the same employer for too many
mm-hmm,
years
mm-hmm.
because they think that future employers won't think they've had enough variety of experience.
That's right.
So there's that. And then on the other hand, there's if you're newer to the workforce, you don't want to stay too long because there could be opportunities that you're missing. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's too short a time? I think they mentioned that we looked at an article.
I think
together.
Under 3 years is too short.
Uh-huh.
But then it depends because they also say that if you're in technology or PR or marketing, those industries, you know, the only way to move forward is to change jobs.
Right.
So it really
mm-hmm.
depends on your industry. And I know that's very true in technology and PR.
Yes.
People change jobs. It can be every year.
Yeah.
And the next job is the next level.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to understand, you have to look at the industry you're in also mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. answer that question. But I have clients that when they're hitting the 6 year mark and they want to go, they're kind of stuck. Like they feel,
stayed
I don't,
too long.
Well, they don't know how to move forward because they've lost that muscle of even having contacts outside of the company.
Yeah.
And that's a real danger that I see. So, you know, you don't want to stay at the same job for that long.
Right.
Company's mm-hmm. one thing, but the same
position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in some ways, you're always thinking about what's the next step for me or where, how would I mean, you have to master whatever the job is if you've just gotten promoted, but then you have to think about where would I go next after this?
Right. Or what's my next step, whether mm-hmm. I do it here or I do it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But what's my next step? You should always be asking yourself, but not everybody does.
Right.
But I think, you know, the whole idea of building your resume, because you don't want it to be 5 pages long. I mean, only that's academia, but
yeah.
you don't want it to be that long, is that you show growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes total sense to me. And one thing that I was thinking about is I'm working with someone right now who's working in a government agency, and she says that people leave every year to 2 years, but they go to another government agency, and it's mm-hmm. just expected that that's the sort of rate of mobility there.
So, but they're moving up.
They're moving up or out to a completely different branch, but mm-hmm. they're moving.
Mm-hmm. And then when you do hit the top,
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens?
Right.
You know, you could be there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that can be a challenge also if you're working for a small company mm-hmm. and there's only so far to move up in your mm-hmm. position mm-hmm. and you've hit the heights.
Right. But in a small company, you could wear many hats. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it could look on a resume as if you've had multiple jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can work that. But it depends. I mean, you know, there are some companies that really nurture upward mobility and they help people really grow within the company and mm-hmm. they make sure that they have a path to continue to grow. But if you're in a company that doesn't have that,
yeah,
or you're stuck, you're not moving up, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I think it's a problem. I mean, I would think for boredom's sake, when you've met, you got to master a job within 3 years.
Well, and 3 years is enough time to accrue a certain number of accomplishments as well.
Usually. Or, yeah. to at least learn that skill, the yeah. skill base of that job. But, I mean, is that really the magic number? I mean, is 4 years terrible? No.
No.
5 years is not terrible either. I think when you start hitting the sixth year, there's something, then you're...
in the same job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying, so if someone's listening and they've been in the job for 7 years and they're suddenly what should they be doing to really start things happening again?
I think they have to look at, you know, is there a place for me to grow within the company itself
mm-hmm.
that I'm interested in and I could go for?
Yeah.
Or is it time for me to maybe go to a different company and try new things?
Yeah.
I mean, I think some people really like their jobs and they want to stay at it, but I think you yeah. have to think of the long-term picture
mm-hmm.
because companies change and the world changes and what's going to happen. Let's say you stay for 10 years and you haven't added new skills and the world has changed around you and mm-hmm. there's really no more jobs for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you have to think of the longer range also, like where do you ultimately want to be and what's best for your long-range goals?
Right.
So this can be challenging, I'm thinking, for people who are sort of security oriented. And I mean, they're sort mm-hmm. of bringing it back to dating. There are people who want to have just one relationship and they don't want to have to go back on the marketplace again. Right. So there's a certain kind of, if you are of that ilk, if you're more security oriented, you like knowing what your job is going to be, you don't want to necessarily have to move or go through a change. What we're talking about might be challenging for you.
Well, if you want to stay on the marriage, the long-term marriage, even that will evolve and change.
Yes.
Because as two people age, their relationship will change.
Yeah.
I'm not saying for the worse, it could be for the better. So you have to see your career that way also. I mm-hmm. mean, what I think looks bad is when somebody hasn't grown as a person.
Right.
They've stayed at the same job and they haven't moved up into management or they haven't taken on a new role in that place. There's something missing there.
Right.
And it shows a lack of initiative and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, and look, I've seen people do it and they do fine, but I think the world is changing in that
yeah.
the chances of staying somewhere for a long time are probably not likely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jobs don't last that long.
No, they no. don't. And companies don't stay in a homeostatic place for that long
right.
now, right? Someone, a company may be bought or it may restructure or it may go in a new direction. And so you're constantly wanting to be ready to move with it in one way or another.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're constantly changing what they do to match what the environment is outside. So they're, mm-hmm. they need different kinds of talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you always have to be watching that so you're not left behind.
Well, I was thinking of us because we've been working together for quite some time, mm-hmm. but our company and our business keeps changing.
It keeps evolving.
Yeah.
And we've had to learn a lot of new skills. We've had to learn how to write. We've had to learn how to speak, mm-hmm. how to learn how to write webinars and deliver them. And now we're learning the podcasting business.
Yeah.
I mean, we're constantly, you know, growing. I mean, so the beauty of having a business is you see that the business continuously evolves also.
Right. And forces you to do the same.
You have to.
And I
recently met a business owner who, she's seeing the end of the evolution of what she had started.
Yeah.
And if you can't see the future, then it's going to die out.
Right.
Like if you don't see where to take it, and maybe where to take it isn't interesting anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those are decisions that have to get made.
Yeah.
But nothing is stagnant. Nothing. Everything is either moving forward or backwards.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You're either going to...
Are you going to move forward or are you going to slip backward?
That's it.
Make a decision.
That's your choice. Those are your two.
All right. For those of you who are forward moving, I think it's great actually to have a number to say, okay, three is the best. 3 to 5 is manageable. But no matter what, once I hit 3 or once I hit 2 years, I should be looking for what's my next step. What's my next way that I want to grow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you have to start asking yourself that even before you hit that third year.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say, you know, where am I going here? Is there opportunity for growth in this job?
Mm-hmm.
Have I let my boss know that I want to move up or that I want to start working in a different department?
Yeah.
You have to start asking yourself that. And the answer may be, I want out of here or I want to continue to grow here. You have to figure that out.
Yeah. So you have to think about how you, rather than just what can the company do for me, what do I want in terms of the next step or the next development, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I want to build skills? How do I want to, I'm remembering now when I was a recruiter at the Peace Corps that I remember I got really bored after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked if I could change my job description, which I did, and take on a whole different series of responsibilities, which I did, and it made it a different job for me.
Exactly. Did your title change?
It did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was coordinating recruiter or something like that
right.
instead of mm-hmm. playing recruiter.
So mm-hmm. in general, that's basically what does happen.
Yeah.
Is, you know, once you master a job, most people then become a little antsy.
Yeah.
They get bored and they want to start to learn something new if the job doesn't continuously evolve.
Right.
And have new challenges, which a lot don't. So, you know, that's why you have to keep asking yourself that, you know,
mm-hmm.
what's the thing that's going to keep me engaged? You know, we go through different times in our life when maybe we have an illness or we had just had a baby and
right.
or we're dealing with sick parents. There were times in our lives when, you know, we just want our job to sort of
we're
be
not
easy.
Inviting change.
Right. Exactly.
More change.
Exactly. So you have to watch that because no one goes through that for that long anyway. I mean, life is full of changes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that also. There's that job that you have when you maybe are going through a tough time.
Yeah.
That's fine too. But that doesn't usually last that long. It's a couple of years.
Right. Well, and I think employers too are looking, right? They're trying to see. I worked with someone who had a baby, and for her, it was a very challenging time because on the one hand, she was in a fairly high position. And so if she were following the usual trajectory, she would be out there networking, going to events. And for a period of time, she couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But was also interesting is what happened during that time was her decision of what she wanted to be doing at work changed.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up having to create a plan that was about a new line of work altogether. But it was a confusing time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It can be confusing. I guess what I'm saying to be clearer is when you or your life or your values change, that can be confusing to your career development path if you've been going down one trajectory.
But that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Is that we do change and we do evolve and you have to listen to that.
Yeah.
Because too many people get stuck. They personally become someone else, but then the job, you know, they continue to do what they've done because maybe they're used to the income and that's a lifestyle they're living, but yet it ultimately will clash.
So we're saying a lot. We're saying a lot here.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to pull it together because I have no idea.
I'm going to see. Let me see if I can reflect what I've heard so far. I mean, I think that a number of things. First, we've got the year 3. We're saying by year 2, you should probably be thinking of your next move, that life will present situations that may change what you want from a job. But really that what's important is if you're not looking at making a change between 3 and 5 years, even within the company, to promoted to be doing more or different, then you're moving backwards or you're becoming stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I want to say from a psychological perspective, if you haven't been in the business of thinking what's my next move, that can be scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it brings up a lot of fear if you've got to dress up your resume. I know that's one of the questions you often ask your clients, Kathy, when they come to see you. What's the state of your resume or your LinkedIn profile, your mm-hmm. contacts? And so that can be a scary part of it. So you may need mm-hmm. to get support when you hit that year two or three or four and realize that it's time for a move.
Mm-hmm.
Does that wrap it up well enough?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're listening to this and you're stagnant in your career, maybe what you were doing has kind of come to an end and you're not sure what to do, you seek some help.
Yeah. Don't go it alone.
Well, it's difficult to see for yourself, but someone else might be able to support you through that.
Well, and that's part of it, is I think when you stay in one job for a long period of time, you also get that sort of... from the isolation of that, mm-hmm. you tend to hold what you do with less value. Mm-hmm. And so your confidence is not that high, and your sense of what you can bring, contribute to another employer, tends to be low as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the assistance of someone who can see for you what you've been doing and what possibilities lay ahead is really helpful. Okay, that's it. Join us for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.